This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 15 Pentecost underscore Wednesday underscore CE. First posted September 8, 2010. File 1:1-9:10-21. Paul's plea on behalf of one easy muse. Background. Earlier, Paul had converted Philemon on a missionary journey to Asia Minor, present-day Turkey. Later, while under house arrest in Rome, Paul had been helped by Onesimus, meaningful, a slave of Philemon, and Onesimus had been converted to Christianity. Philemon had legal rights over the runaway slave, but Paul was appealing to Philemon's charity for a fellow Christian. In the first century, the church met in private homes. Text paraphrase. Paul wrote to Philemon and Apia, assumed by some to be Philemon's wife, and Archippus, a fellow soldier of Paul, perhaps a minister in the house church. Grace and peace were conventional Greek and Hebrew greetings, respectively, but are only truly possible through Jesus Christ. Paul always gave thanks to God in prayer for Philemon, and for his love of all the believers, and he prayed that Philemon's testimony would increase the knowledge of the blessings that are ours in Christ. Paul felt blessed and comforted by Philemon's love because Philemon had encouraged other believers. As an apostle, a messenger of the gospel, commissioned by Christ, Paul had the authority to command Philemon, but Paul chose to appeal to him, in Christian charity, on behalf of Onesimus, the name means full, who is Paul's spiritual child, as a Christian convert, who had become truly full, to Paul and to Philemon, now that he was a convert. Paul was sending Onesimus, the runaway slave, whom Paul loved, back to his owner. Paul would have been glad to have kept Onesimus with him to serve him on Philemon's behalf, during Paul's imprisonment, but Paul preferred to leave it to Philemon's free choice. Paul suggested that perhaps it was for the best that Onesimus had run away, so that ultimately he might return to Philemon, no longer a slave but a brother, by faith in Christ, of both Paul and Philemon. So Paul asked Philemon to welcome Onesimus as he would welcome Paul. If Philemon thought Onesimus owed Philemon anything, Paul promised to repay, reminding Philemon that Philemon owed Paul his own soul. Paul asked Philemon, as his brother, to refresh Paul's heart in the Lord. Commentary: slavery was legal in the 1st century AD. Philemon had a legal right to own and punish Onesimus as Philemon chose, but because both were now Christians, they were brothers, and also brothers of Paul. This is the fulfillment of the word of God that in Christ there is no distinction between slave, bond, and free, 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, Ephesians 6:8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free, Colossians 3:11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all, and in all. Paul was an apostle, and had the authority to command Philemon, but Paul chose to appeal to Philemon's Christian love for Christian brethren. Onesimus was no longer a runaway slave but a Christian brother. Now he was really full both to Paul and to Philemon in the house church in Colossae, the church of the Colossians. This is an example of how Christians are to no longer live according to worldly standards, but according to God's word. I personally testify that I have experienced a brotherhood with other believers out in the world. In the nominal church it is sometimes less likely to experience that brotherhood, because church members choose to live according to worldly standards rather than Christian standards. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2, above? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Ephesians 1:14-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.